This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to our Radio K Pulpit family. You are joining us for our Hour of Couple Power. This is Calvin.
And I'm Terry.
And this is Couples of Destiny. Once again, coming to you from Radio K Pulpit Studios. And we are so excited because we're talking about vision. Honey, it's important to have vision, right?
No, it is. You know, before we go into talking about our topic today, listeners, please do share the broadcast and talk to us, you know, speak with us and connect with us here on Facebook. If you are on listening on podcast or on the YouTube channel, just give us your comments. You know, I want to just reiterate today, 21 January, culturally, it's International Hugging Day. Did you know that? This is actually powerful because it brings connection, it brings comfort, reconciliation, and just human closeness. So you know what? It's aligned with the themes that we are speaking about this month. Get into that place. Find someone that you can connect with that you need to give a hug to. Don't go and hug someone else's wife or in the wrong way or a husband in the wrong way, okay? It symbolizes purity, something that brings courage and devotion to, you know, unwavering faith. People need that kind of hug, just sort of reassurance. Hug your child, whatever it is, you know. So 21 January is still early in the year. And it's also just a tone-setting kind of moment, a moment of alignment and choosing conviction over convenience.
Now, I have a question. What if someone's not a hugger?
Well, then you don't hug them. You know, send them a virtual hug on the phone.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Well, we're encouraging you to, you know, get ready. It's still early in January. We're still in January. And if you haven't set your vision, if you haven't set your goals for your marriage, we're going to talk through that this afternoon. It's important to have vision for your relationship. It's
That's
important
true.
To have vision even for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be two, but you're still individual as well. And God wants you to have a vision.
That's so true. You know, I always think about how I need to reset my values before the year end or before the year fully accelerates, especially when you're looking now still at January. But sometimes when we're framing this as pastoral leaders also in that capacity, you know, it works so beautifully about how we can re-anchor our lives, re-anchor our hearts, and just strengthening that hugging day. So use today. Let it be the hugging day. Come on, you might not give your spouse hugs, as so many hugs as you can, like you've never done before, until they just melt in your arms, you know. So start firm in faith while the year is still young.
Awesome.
So, you know, not loud, but deeply meaningful. Mm. You know, that heart-to-heart kind of hug, a meaningful kind of hug. So silence isn't always peace. And sometimes it's just vision that stopped being spoken. So we're going to go for a song break and we'll get into this topic.
Yeah. Family, we are excited, as I've mentioned, because we're talking about vision. And it's important, as I've mentioned, to have vision. And, you know, today we're talking about couples who are functioning well, but dreaming small, or not at all. Now, maybe that shocked you a little bit, but it's a reality check. Are you dreaming small? Are you dreaming at all for your relationship, for whatever it is that God has placed in your heart?
Yeah, Proverbs 29:18 says that where there is no vision, my people perish. So, you know, marriages drift sometimes into survival mode when mission disappears, when vision disappears. And when vision doesn't have, your vision doesn't have to be too big, you know, family. It's just something that we can share. Share your vision with your partner, share your vision with your friends, because many marriages don't break because of betrayal or big drama. They just slowly drift apart because they're not working toward anything. They're not moving from love, but it's mostly because of drifting apart because of a lack of vision. Because when a marriage loses vision, they simply go into a survival mode. And I remembered one time in our marriage, even, you know, we just didn't set our vision yet and all of that. And I just felt like we were just contending with each other and surviving.
And when we talk about survival mode, we talk about you just paying the bills, you're just raising the kids, you're just getting through the week and repeat. And it's almost like that. I call it that vicious triangle. Eis to werk to kerk to. You got to break out of that cycle. Because there has to be a vision. There has to be a purpose. And God has called us for that. So, you know, it should be a little bit of a warning light. It's not failure when you're doing that. It's a bit of a warning light saying that you're not fulfilling your purpose. You're not doing what God is calling you to do. I think each and every one of us has some form of vision that God has given us, some purpose, you know, at the end of the day.
Like I said earlier, where there's no vision, people perish. And I don't want to perish. I see people perish. And people are sitting alongside the street, for example, or they're sitting just not doing anything, idle, because they have no vision, no purpose. And perhaps life just throws them a curveball. And I always say to everyone, no matter what challenges you're going through, get back in your lane. Get back into what you want to do. My first question to you would be, listening, is if you were in a space and a place where you feel like you're perishing, where there's no excitement, there's no joy to you getting up, ask yourself this question: what do you really want? You know, what do I really want? Ask yourself. And then work from that way. Because perishing in this way doesn't mean dying. It means losing restraint, losing direction and momentum. And this applies to individuals and mostly to marriages too, because we are speaking to couples on this program, but also to the individual, because survival mode is functional. And it's not fruitful.
Yeah, that's important. In fact, it's scary. Because Jesus, the Word of God, speaks about fruit. And if we're not being fruitful, we just functioning, you know. And it might be a dysfunction rather than a fruitful thing that we are supposed to be doing. And so I need you to look at different areas in your marriage that's not functioning, and it's not fruitful at the end of the day. And we need to ask God, you know, Lord, this area is really not bearing fruit in my life. You know, I think survival mode will say things like, we're still together. Yeah, many times in me say that to each other, we're still together. But there's no real fruit still. Are we fortunate? We're still together, but there's no excitement in that still togetherness at the end of the day. Or are we managing? We're just about managing, or
assuming all assumptions.
Exactly. Or you can say, at least we're not fighting. But where's the fruit? Where's the excitement? Where's the exuberance in the marriage at the end of the day? You know,
because the thing is, just God didn't design marriage just to function only. You know, I think he designed marriages, like he says, you know, he calls us to flourish in the courts of our God. You know, those who are called by his name, he calls us to be planted, to be flourished. Because John 10:10 beautifully says, I've come that you may have life and have life more abundantly. And how can we have abundant life if we are perishing? So listeners out there, your abundant life is up to you. You make a decision today, because when vision disappears, individuals start dreaming, couples stop dreaming. And when your dreams stop, that's when the distancing comes, slowly, quietly drifting apart. Even alone as an individual, you can drift apart from God and from your family and from friends. So vision is not about just having a 5-year fancy goal. It doesn't have to be big. Just share it. You know, whether it's one thing you have, work intentionally toward that. Because vision, like my husband said earlier, it's simple. We want peace in our home. We want to pray together again. We want to enjoy each other, not just endure life.
Yeah. And I mean, just getting back to vision, you know, it's like be purposeful in what it is. So it's actually asking yourselves, you know, drawing out the pen and paper, getting out the pen and paper and doing the W's and the H's, what, why, when, where, and then the how's, how are you going to do it? So what is it that you want for your marriage? You know, ask each other, honey, what do you want? What is God telling you at the end of the day?
Yeah.
And that's key. And then, you know, okay, so fine. So we know what it is, right? When do we want to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we want to do it?
I can maybe give a key to somebody out there today. You may be thinking, yeah, but what is all this vision about? Why do I have to set visions? You know, because the Bible clearly says we will perish if we have no vision, if we have nothing to, it's like having nothing to live for. You want to study, you know, you get the healthy, balanced life. Okay, if I look at the wheel of life, for example, what are the 8 segments in your wheel that you can indicate in there spiritually, emotionally, financially, vocation, family, relationships, whatever your 8 segments is made up of. And you can say on a mark of 0 to 10, and you can Google this. There's a lot of information out there on the internet about how to have a balanced life. What is balanced wheel all about? And when you go on the each segment from 0 to 10, you mark how you feel you're doing in that specific area, right? So if I say my book or education is on an 8 because I want to study more, and then I must put that as my, if it is my highest or lowest mark on my wheel of life, I will then make that one of my goals. What am I going to study this year? What is it going to cost me? And when will I study this? How will I study? Etc. So you write the vision down, make it clear on paper. We cannot build something without having a plan. So when you do your balanced wheel life, find out where you are imbalanced, where you're focusing too much on a relationship or focusing too much on your work, and you're not giving any attention to further education, to your relationships, or to your financial goals, then something is not working right. So you need to go back and do that exercise. I feel like visiting your wheel of life is going to help you navigate your vision and your goals for the future. Because we don't want to see anyone perish. We don't want to see you living life without having any zeal or anything to live for, because everything in your calendar is indicative of what you are working toward for the next 6 months and for the next year.
You know, what I'm also thinking of is accountability, because, you know, many people, they start out, but they don't finish. It's almost like you need to find yourself an accountability partner that will check in on you, whether it be your spouse or best friend or family member or even a church brother or sister in Christ, that can help you and check in on you. And you do a group together and say, you know, you start asking each other questions, you know, have you done this? Have you done that? Have you, how far are you with that? And that motivates you at the end of the day. So it's important, because that's the only reason why we don't do vision is because you're not a self-driven individual, you know? So sometimes you need to be accountable to someone that can help drive you.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is why I say share it with somebody.
Yeah.
And also when you put on the wall, then on your wall or wherever in your office, and someone can say, so how are you doing with that? You know, and they can check in with you about how you are progressing or not or regressing, whatever the case. Our prayer is that you would progress, you know, in this. And if you need help, ask for help.
Right.
There's lots of people out there that can help you. You know, we have counselors here as well online that can help you, you know, so you don't have to walk this journey all on your own.
Family, we are talking about vision. We're going to go over to a song break. When we come back, we're going to continue this awesome conversation. Family, we're so excited to have you back with us on Radio K Pulpit. And we're talking about vision. This is Couples of Destiny. And it's important, you know, we forget the key thing is vision. And as we mentioned in our earlier segment, the vision can be big and can be small. You got to aim for something. If you don't aim at something, you'll always miss. So what is your vision for your marriage? What is your vision for yourself as an individual in that marriage, for your family, for your kids? Have you started looking at that? Do you have, we spoke about this earlier, do you have an accountability partner? In other words, I know that I, and my wife will tell you, I was not a very self-driven person. So she needed to check in on me. Honey, how far are you with that? Honey, how far are you with this? And I used to get annoyed, but you know, I realized that she was trying to push me because I got the excitement in my spirit that I knew I needed to do this, but there was never really a drive. So sometimes you need someone that will drive you, you know. And when I say drive, it's like they'll put you in the car and they will drive. Yeah, at the end of the day, they'll get you. Where do we stop next? No, you stop there because I need to do this there and I need to do that. We need that in our lives.
Mm-hmm. And the important thing is, prayer.
Yeah.
You know, pray about it. Ask the Lord what He has in store for you for this year. Sometimes we just want to make our own goals, and God is waiting on us to come to Him so He can give us the blueprint and give us the direction, give us the strategy, gives us everything, you know. And when we don't consult Him, or when we don't put anything in our calendar, someone else is going to fill up your calendar for
That's
you.
True.
You know, we know that agreement doesn't always mean perfection, although the Bible does tell us in Amos 3:3, can two walk together unless they agreed? So when I put something on my vision board, for example, for us as a couple or for ministry, I need to check in with my husband. I need to ask him, so I need to say to you, remember when I did the vision board, I said, as a couple, are we going to a destination this year for our honeymoon? Mm. Are we going away for a two-week vacation? Or, you know, what are we looking at? What does our year actually look like? Are we going to travel? You know, and I'm the kind of person, I'm self-driven. If I don't hear anything coming out anywhere, I hear what the Lord wants to do. And, you know, He always brings things together in His time. Mm-hmm. So we will plan together and we put it on our calendar and we'll say, okay, then we'll say, oh, this is what we want new in our home. And we'll say, right, we want to redo our bathroom, for example, and this is what it's going to cost us. And we put that on our vision board. You know,
and that's really what we spoke about a few weeks ago about the alignment, when we spoke about reset and realigning. Because like you said, agreement doesn't mean perfection. It means alignment.
Yeah.
And we need to align because you can't walk together unless you aligned. And how many times haven't I come up with a brilliant idea, but you looked at me and like, yeah, right. So many times I didn't tell you the idea. And I waited for God to tell you the idea. And when you eventually came and you said, I think we should, and I said, God spoke to me about that as well. Immediately there's alignment. There's alignment. And when there's alignment, there's blessing, you know, because we're in unity. And how many times haven't you and I operated out of unity, and the blessing was there.
Absolutely.
The fruit was there at the end of the day. So powerful.
Yeah, it is. I think the Lord really loves that kind of unity, because there's where there's unity, He will bring His blessing. So family, I don't know for you, you know, how you want to navigate through your vision that you want to write down for the Lord, because sometimes we look at other people and what they're doing, you know, and I don't mind. I want to encourage you. Don't be afraid to look at what others are doing. It may inspire you. You may be triggering, something might trigger your memory when you see something on someone else's vision board. And I love doing vision boards with the ladies and also with the men, you know, just to help them get into that space. I mean, I've got a workbook as well that can help people with that. If you really want to, you can DM us and we can get the workbook to you to help you navigate through finding yourself, you know, finding out your personality, finding out what your spiritual goals are, finding out what your lifeline should look like. I mean, your what balanced life, how to walk into a balanced life, how to set your goals and how to really work toward them.
And it's, again, we're coming back to sharing. You know, I'm sharing my life with you, but how much do I share? I must be honest, bold, and trusting enough to be able to share my vision with you without you condemning me and saying things like, where do you think you're going to get the money for that? And you know how some couples just react, you know. So you got to get to that space where you really start bringing a shared vision to each other, where there's no condemnation, there's no ridicule. We need to be able to encourage one another to go for that vision. So shared vision really just, I believe it reignites that partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've always been condemning of your partner, you don't know. Maybe your partner has a vision that's going to get you out of your financial situation.
Mm.
Or, I don't know, it's going to be, she is going to be the next millionaire, billionaire. They need you to agree with them.
Mm.
They just need you to agree with them at the end of the day. And God has put the two of you together for that purpose and that reason. So maybe someone has told you, as an individual in that relationship, that you weren't good enough when you grew up and you're not going to make this and whatever. So now all you're doing is you're just passing that on to your partner at the end of the day. Mm. You need to stop that, because that negative ridicule, all that has come over your life. You need to say, I'm not going to perpetuate, you know, what I have been through as a child at the end of the day. So when couples stop sharing vision, they stop walking side by side.
Mm.
And start walking parallel lives.
Mm, that's true.
So it's a bit dangerous, because you can be on two different highways.
Mm.
Two different highways, and it's scary.
Yeah. But you know what? God can still restore. When he comes into the picture, when you say to yourself, okay, God, I don't feel like my partner has this. And you know what? That's okay. If your partner doesn't want to do it, you do it for you. You know, because this could be, it's also an individual thing. It's lovely to have couples do their vision boards together. We've done couples vision boards together, and we've seen couples that are totally at loggerhead with each other. You know, the one is in disagreement and the other one wants this and the one doesn't want that. So we have to help them navigate and bring peace and understanding. And it was all just a matter of communication. You know, the wife wanted this, but the husband wanted to do this decor. And it's like, husband, give your wife that benefit to do the decor. You give your husband the benefit to rearrange another room, you know, something like that. There is something can come into alignment, because that's the kind of unity that God wants. You know, he wants us to come into unity, spirit, soul, and body. So when we come together in spirit, that means we are acknowledging what God is saying, the two become one. And in our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotion, we come into alignment with our soul in that part, where we're saying, you know what, it's not just my will that's going to be done, God's word, his way, and his will. And then we talk about the body. Both can get healthy together, get fit together. Put that on your vision board. How are we going to do health together? How are we going to do our meal plans together? You know, you can't cook one for you and not for your husband or whatever. You know, we have a beautiful relationship in our home. My husband loves to cook. He loves to prepare meals. I love to prepare and prep my meals. So I love it when he does the odd barbecue and he does the odd dinner. But most of the times, he is always the one that's cooking, you know. I mean, I love cooking, but it's on our vision board. And also we plan, okay, I will cook one day, you'll cook one day, and maybe now and again we'll have a takeout. But at the end of the day, it's shared goals. It's shared vision. It's something that is being discussed, something that's being spoken about. Because our vision reminds us as couples that we're not just surviving together, but we are building together.
Yeah, God wants us to build our relationship at the end of the day, and it's really powerful, you know, as you mentioned that, you know, when vision's restored, communication improves, you know, that unity that God wants us to have, it just gets deeper and deeper, and hope returns. You got to have hope for your relationship, you know, and maybe some of you have given up on hope that are listening right now. I want to say 2026, God wants you to hope. God wants you to dream once again. We're going to come back to you shortly. We're going to go over to a song break. And when we return, we're going to continue on this awesome topic. Stay with us. Hey, Radio Cape Pulpit family. We're talking about when vision has gone quiet. Has vision gone quiet in your relationship? Check out. Ask your partner.
Yep.
Has it gone quiet? You need to restore that vision. We were talking a little bit about ways and means that you can restore that vision, and that you need to be in alignment, you need to be in unity, just so many things, the difficult stuff, you know, the things that we don't. I always preach about this, the man with the withered hand. People look at that withered hand and say, oh, it's so wonderful. God restored, Jesus restored the man with the withered hand. And then I always remind people, he had one withered hand and the other one was functional, fully functional. What that simply means is that He depended on the strong hand all the time, not on the withered hand. So what we do most times in our lives, there are certain weaknesses in our lives that we don't focus on, and we always just focus on the strengths. So we always operate out of our strengths. And my wife mentioned earlier on about the balanced life and the wheel of life. And you find out that if your wheel is not balanced, you know, you're focusing on all the strong, I've got a 10 for that, I've got a 10 for that, but I've got a 5 for this, and I've got a 4 for that. God's saying, I don't want you to focus on the 10 because you're really good at the 10. I want you to start focusing on the 5 and the 4 because he wants you to have a balanced life. You know, many of us, we have the withered hand, and that's where God is going to come through for you in those areas where you need to apply yourself, you know, and maybe in your relationship you haven't been good with this or that in... simple things, speaking to your spouse or doing things in the house, you know, that's a weakness. Well, I believe withered hands are going to be restored in the relationships this year.
Yeah, because you know what? We're not just surviving together. We're actually building together. And we are all part of building the kingdom of God together as a church globally, because God is the source of marital vision.
That's right.
You know, not man. You don't have to manufacture vision. You return to God for it, as I said in the beginning. Pray, you know, and use your imagination. Ephesians 3:20 said, above all that we can think or imagine according to the power that is within us. So whatever you can imagine, whatever you can dream about, have fun with it, you know. Visualization is so important. It's not a secular thing. It's not anything out there. It is God's way. Mm. God says whatever you can imagine. So when you visualize something, because I think about... success, for example, success is the realization of a worthy goal. Yeah. So when you want to be successful, realize your worthy goal and make it come to fruition. Because when couples see God together, even just briefly, he will align our hearts and he restores direction and he renews purpose. Because Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the plans I have for you."
I share that scripture a lot. But I say it this way, because it's a beautiful scripture. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you." And I always ask the individual or the people, "Do you know the plans that he has?" Because God most certainly knows the plans that he has for you. But do you know those plans? And it really speaks to where you mentioned that you don't have to manufacture the vision. Mm. You just go to God for the vision.
Yeah.
He's got the blueprint. That's what you mentioned earlier on, right?
Yeah, and that's true, because it's a simple reset. You know, just very easily, very quickly, what you can do is ask yourself, what kind of marriage do you really want to be intentional about in the season? We're starting out, it's still January. What do you really want? Do you want to have the same old, you know? Do you want to have change? Do you want to see something new? Do you want to renew, realign, reflect, and just ask the Lord to restore that vision that has gone quiet, where you felt like nothing's happening because no one's talking about it, or it needed prayer? Did it need some watering? What did you neglect in your last season? Because sometimes a vision is given to us and it has to be rearranged. We have to go back. It went quiet because we weren't working it. Like we spoke a few weeks ago about the plant. If you're not going to water it and if you're not going to pull the weeds out, it's going to die. You know, you want to refresh and rekindle, relive, reawaken, you know, all this whatever. It's all a reworking of a plan. And sometimes when something doesn't work, you need to rework it, you know, or just maybe it's not for now. And God is not saying, "I'm not answering your prayer now," and maybe it's for later.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned what kind of marriage do we want to be intentional about in the season. And you shouldn't be responding not someday or not when life goes down, you know, at the end of the day. You slows down. You need to, at the end of the day, realize that God wants the marriage to be restored, and he wants it to be restored now. He wants change now, because that's key, you know. God wants to intervene now, and we've got to give him the permission to intervene in our marriage at the end of the day.
Yeah.
The scripture in Habakkuk 2, verse 2 says, write the vision and make it plain. Have you written it down? Have you agreed? Is it visible? Can you see it? Can you see the vision? You wake up in the morning, do you see the vision that's written down?
I hear some people say, oh, I don't have to write it down. I know what I want. It's all in my head, you know. But if it's not written down, you're not going to remember it. You're not going to see it, you know. And I think seeing something to make it come alive again, to see it actually transitioning, the process is important, you know. And sharing it with someone. And like Master Calvin said earlier, be accountable. Have someone to be accountable for and with, you know, who is your cast in your vision. Like it's like a movie, you know. Who's going to help me? Who's going to hold me accountable? Who's going to be my supporter? Who's the one who's going to pray with me? And who's going to one who's going to really walk this through with me? You know, so this is, I call it my cast for my vision, for my goal, so that I know that I can depend on these, this one to hold me accountable, because this one will phone me and that one will send me an email or, you know, hold you accountable. So there's all these various things that we can do, family. We do not have to do this on our own.
Yeah.
And you don't have to let it die.
So, I mean, if we were to do like activations, you know, it's important. Simple things. Write a one sentence vision for your marriage. It doesn't have to be hectic. Write a sentence.
Yeah.
You know, that's start with that activation. Do it today. Call your spouse and say, you know what, I really desire this. I don't know what it is. I mean, I can't speak for you. But you know, it might be something small, or it might be something big, but just write it out, you know. What would another one be? Pray together for 7 days.
Or even try 3 days first.
If 7 days not gonna work for you, 3 days. You know, pray that vision through
increments.
3 days.
Mm.
If you don't start it, you'll never start. You'll never start. So you gotta activate it at some point in your life. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here every Wednesday to encourage you and to remind you, what are you doing with the vision?
True. Because shared vision moves your marriage from survival to significance.
That's right.
You know, marriages today are just surviving because they know that they are together. They've got to do this with the kids. They've got to do this because they signed an agreement. But you know what? God wants you to be significant. Yeah. And he's calling someone out there today who's saying, listen, you need to get excited about what I've put in your heart to do. Go back to the original blueprint that I gave you for your life and for your marriage and for your ministry, you know, and start take that first step from there. You know, your vision has gone quiet because you didn't work it.
Mm.
You know, we don't always revisit vision, and we felt it over the years.
You got to revisit it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's got to be written down somewhere.
Yeah.
How well have I been doing my vision? You know, what's the progress so far? And we bad at it. But we need to get good at it. That withered hand has to become strong again.
Oh, absolutely. I will look at my vision board and I will say, okay, so that didn't happen yet. That didn't happen. But this and that happened. Then I celebrate my wins. Celebrate the wins of the ones that you've accomplished. You know, so that will give you fuel and just remind you that what you did to accomplish those goals is what you're going to need and you're going to use to accomplish the ones that went quiet.
And we know when vision gets quiet, frustration gets loud. So, I don't know if you want frustration or if you want vision.
Yeah.
You need to decide as a couple. God wants you to have vision, and we're here to help you and ensure that you get that vision.
Yeah.
And marriages don't need grand visions.
True.
They need God-given. God-given shared direction and vision. And when vision returns, hope returns with it. Have you given up hope? Last year was did you feel hopeless last year in 2025?
No.
Well, how are you going to get hope back in 2026? You got to get vision back first.
Hope doesn't disappoint.
That's right. We're going to go over to a song break right now. When we come back, we're going to be praying for you.
Amen.
Radio K Pulpit family, we are about to close out today's session. It was really awesome, and we believe that you've taken all the nuggets that we've shared on vision. we were talking about when vision has gone quiet. We don't want vision to go quiet in your marriage. God wants you to have vision. Where there's no vision, there's definitely no hope at the end of the day. So you're feeling hopeless right now. Find the vision. What has God put in your heart for your marriage?
Yeah. Let us pray for you this afternoon. You know, it's not the end of the world. You have an opportunity to start over again. Let the Spirit of the Lord rekindle that flame that was once burning so bright. As you surrender to God today, allow Him to take control of your life. Sometimes things look out of control, but He has it in control. So Heavenly Father, we come to before you today in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, lifting up every person under the sound of my voice with open hearts, O God. Lord, where vision has faded, where dreams have gone quiet, we ask you, Lord, and we invite you to speak again. Breathe fresh life, O God, into what once burnt brightly. Restore conversations that drifted, hope that softened, and purpose that became tired. Father, we ask you, Lord God, where daily routines replaced revelation, where people have survived, Lord, all their survival was replaced by surrender. Realign them, Father God, heart to heart, and together, Lord, back to you. Teach us, Lord, to listen to you again, to hear your voice clearly. Remind us why you joined us and what you called us to build together. Let your Holy Spirit awaken vision in every home, renew unity in every decision, and reignite joy in our journeys. So we choose not to drift, but to walk intentionally hand in hand, led by you. We trust you to make our vision clear again and our steps sure, and our love deep, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, family, we were really glad we could share with you this afternoon. And we trust that God's going to build your marriage every single day. You're going to be a powerhouse for God. Mm-hmm. We love you from myself.
And I'm Terry.
And I'm Calvin.
Till we see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.